Title of work, Antala Ipera, Weather. Made by artists of the Hermannsburg Collaboration. Hayley Coulthard, Beth Inkamala, Judith Inkamala, Karen Inkamala, Verena Morris-Davies, Anita Ritara, Trudy Ritara, Stephanie Ritara, Voigt Ritara, Andrea Ronchi, Rona Rabunja, Claire Perulcha, Exance Perulcha, Dawn Wheeler. This work, Antalya Ipera, Weather, is a joint piece by artists of the Hermannsburg Collaboration, made in 2022. A painted pot with decorative sculpted lid, decorated in underglazes on terracotta. It is 55 centimetres tall by 39 centimetres in diameter. The body of the pot itself is 47 centimetres high and it's 39 centimetres around at its fullest point. The lid is 11 centimetres high by 17 centimetres round. The vessel is painted with scenes that cover its entire circumference from top to bottom, sharing stories about weather and the seasons on Western Urunda country. The lid of the vessel displays a small sculpture depicting a blue motor car surrounded by people and dogs. The blue car has driver and passenger painted on the windows, black side mirrors, wipers and tyres sporting silver hubcaps, headlights and bumper bar. The car is bogged, and branches of green leaves have been placed under the vehicle. A woman in a pink dress sits by the back wheel, placing the branches. A toddler in nappies balances beside her. Two young people try to push the vehicle out of trouble. One faces backwards, their rear end pushed against the boot. The other strains forwards. On the other side of the car, a couple of small white camp dogs race around, sporting black and brown patches and cheeky grins. The stories painted below on the body of the pot continue the encounter, depicting vivacious scenes that follow Larapinta, the Fink River, through the seasons. At the upper edge of the pot is a blazing sun in a light blue sky. The surrounding skyline depicts the hills and landscape around Nidaria, including Mount Hermannsburg. Flowing down and around the pot is the river, a continual presence in this part of the country. The artists show the river flowing and drying as people travel out bush, enjoying seasonal activities from swimming and fishing to hunting and camping. Below the clear blue sky at the top of the pot, a beautiful Central Australian landscape of distant trees, covered purple hills, a golden escarpment with large brown-red rock formations and lush green bushy she-oaks breaks onto a plain where five large black crows hunt on the ground. On top of the range, wild brumbies graze amid pink and grey galahs, and a stockman rides his saddled horse. To the left of the grazing horses, a line of women sit on the ground, their backs to us. Buckets and receptacles alongside each body, they harvest bush tucker. High above on the left, a red-tailed black cockatoo flies over a canyon. A bush track separates them from a family group gathered around a fire. Below, the river changes to brown and bulrushes flower at its edges. In the section below, another family with three children sit further along the river's edge. They play and wait as something cooks on their fire. A tall rock formation in the river valley rises against the sheer cliff. The river loops and turns as reeds grow around the edges of Boggy Hole, a favourite waterhole and holiday spot. At the camp, a pot and Billy sit on the fire. A mother plays with the child on her lap. and kids swim in the water or play at the edge. A child has clambered up into a large old gum tree, and on the other side of the water, two large magpies sit in their nest on the treetops. To the right of the waterhole, a ring of blue and black vertically striped tents are arrayed around a campsite. On the other side of the pot, the rolling hills give way to a forest of trees full of birds. Lorikeets and galahs perch, crows fly overhead and kites hover. In the bush, a kangaroo watches women making fire and burning with their sticks. Below, the river is shown in full flood. A child rides the currents on a tyre and another rushes to join in. People and dogs sit on the clean white sand. On the left, an old lady watches a fire. A man reclines, talking to a seated woman in an orange dress. On the right, a woman and two children use old cans to dig at the edge of the river. Another bucket overflows with water. Below them, the blue car from the lid makes an appearance. The stranded vehicle is translated from three dimensions into paint. As the youth pushes against the boot, the women and child sit back, having placed branches beneath its wheels. The driver waves a black Akubris stockman's hat. His arm is out of the window, signalling the driver of the white utility to reverse and pull him free. Near the bottom edge of the pot, a large parenti, a monitor lizard with white spots on its back, relaxes in the sun by some small rocks. Further along the base of the pot, small white flowering bushes fill the foreground. Kookaburras or kingfishers sit in the small trees. Off to the right are the striped tents mentioned earlier, and on the far left, a white car is parked beneath a tree amongst a field of red and yellow flowering plants. Glimpses of the river reappear as we come around again to revisit the parenti. The detail in this work is extraordinary. Each little section of painting a vignette that captures the deep knowledge of country and the seasonal changes it signals. The images are painted with true-to-life colour, and attention is paid to the fine details, including the texture of leaves, plants, animals, objects, and people. An accompanying audio-visual animation further explains the seasons in detail and runs for 6 minutes and 48 seconds. This is the end of the audio description.